The state has rested its case in the Randall Carrick police shooting trial. The defense started its case by calling witnesses to the stand to counter a prosecution witness who spent parts of 2 days on the stand. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports.
CMPD Captain Mike Capagna testified that Carrick went against the department's policy when he fatally shot Jonathan Farrell. Farrell ran toward officers when dots from a taser that another officer aimed at Farrell appeared on his shirt. The taser discharged but missed. Carrick had his gun drawn, which Capagna said he was authorized to do. But Capagna testified that Carrick was not authorized to fire it.
The CMPD policies would not authorize an officer to discharge their weapon when faced with active aggression. So active aggression is when the person is a physical threat.
But not a deadly threat, he told the court. In these cases, Capagna says CMPD policy calls for a non-lethal response, such as the use of a taser to control a suspect. He says Carrick should have quickly reholstered his gun, as he was trained to do, freeing both hands to deal with Farrell. He says CMPD gun holsters have a safety fastener that makes it hard for someone else to take it. In addition, he says CMPD training calls for officers to move away from suspects, but not by going backward, as Carrick told investigators he did.
If you run straight backwards, you will be overcome. So we tell officers to make a 90-degree turn left or right. Furthermore, officers are trained to drop to the ground, put their body on top of the weapon.
Capagna also disputed Carrick's assertion that he was trained to draw his weapon when another officer draws a taser. The defense is expected to call witnesses today who will testify that in 2012, a superior instructed Carrick to do just that. The defense started presenting its case late in the day Tuesday. Former police officers Carrick worked with testified that he was a skilled officer, and a psychologist said no red flags showed up on his psychological test when he was hired. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.